Okay, today's class, we're going to do a great Kavanah. The 12 days, the specific, the month of Nisan, the first 12 days, the specific things that we can connect to and certain energies that we can connect to, and each day we should be praying these first 12 days. Again, the book that I'm taking is the month of Nisan from Rabbi Dov Ben Pearson. And he does something very beautiful. We know that during this month, we say the 12 miracles. Every single day we say a specific miracle, a specific tribe. And there's also a connection this year. The first 12 days are very powerful, and we can achieve specific things that could really plant a seed for the rest of the year. Everything that transpires during the upcoming 12 months is present on a seed level during these 12 days. The kernels of the blessings of the upcoming year are descending, can widen our vessels to receive them. So these days, we're going to talk about specifically what to pray for every single day. Practically, this means take these 12-day periods before Pesach to increase your consciousness, increase your learning, increase your prayers, give a little more charity, because these days have a lot, tremendous amount of blessings. And remember, there's already an awakening from above. So take advantage. It's like you're getting a, you know, PPE loan, for God's sake. You know, spiritual PPE loan. Begin each day of these 12 days, you can contemplate on certain qualities of the month that you can connect to. So we're going to talk about each day. So yesterday, obviously yesterday's over. But yesterday was to think about Nisan, to think about the month of Nisan, think about redemption, think about Geula in your life, think about liberation. During the first day, talk about whatever you need in redemption in your life. Think about the issues relating to this coming year. So that already happened. So let's deal with the second day, which is Iyar. The second day is today, which is Iyar. Iyar represents healing and building the self. Think about issues in your life that need healing, whether physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual healing between yourself and others, and healing within yourself. So today is a day to contemplate on healing. Today's a day to pray for healing. Today's a day to plant a seed for the healing. Because Iyar stands for Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am God, your healer. I'm going to give you the 12 steps, and then we'll talk a little bit today about just the connection Reb Nachman has between eating and healing. The connection between eating and healing. But today is definitely a day to connect to healing. Talk about healing. Think about healing. Manifest healing. You have to understand something. The same way, our sages say, the same way we have to repair something, with the same way you made a mess, you have to fix it. So if before you used anxiety and you catastrophized about something happening that didn't happen, now you have to use manifestation. Do you understand? You have to rectify it. Everything has to be rectified in life. You know, we have this concept, like just like, you know, how do we rectify? Where does rectification come from? Reb Nachman says something very beautiful, and he says that the seven skinny cows ate the seven fat cows. There was a dream. So that was the improper imagination, right? What does that practically represent in our lives? Skinny cows represents bad days, fat cows represents good days. You have one bad day, eats up all the good in our lives. You know, some all of a sudden the guy's, God forbid, 35, 36, 20, 35, whatever. He's depressed. He's upset about one thing that happened wrong. And next thing you know, what happened to all the good that was done for you? All the your imagination took over all the good and only could see the bad. That's the problem with sadness and depression and anxiety. You can only see the bad. You can only see the situation. All the good gets eaten up. Like, what happened to all the miracles that happened? How'd you get here right now? What happened to, you know, you could be in a beautiful business. Next thing you know, your stock goes down. Your whole day, your person forgets everything. The problem with forgetting. So now it's very, very important. Because your imagination can make you forget everything, now you need to use the power of imagination to manifest everything, to literally fix it. Imagination was given to us to manifest. It wasn't given to us to freak out about things that don't happen. And today, the majority of people have a hard time manifesting, because they're so used to catastrophizing about everything. And how did it happen? It's because, again, when we fall from our spiritual level and we just connect to this world, what we're doing is an anxiety world. And this is where we have to change. Wake up in the morning, start manifesting. It's a tremendous tikkun for all the past. Same way, the same thing. You have to use the same brain, the positive way. Person can use alcohol in order to bless the four cups on Passover and dream of redemption. It could use alcohol the opposite. It could use alcohol also to numb his emotions. So again, use manifestation properly. And this is where this month today, you can have to, a lot of healing is already picturing yourself healing. Like picture, manifest, like I said before, I was manifesting myself running, believing that you are worthy of healing, and healing is very connected to healing and faith and happiness. Just to connect, we'll talk about it here, but since we're in healing anyway. But Rabbi Nachman tells us that a lot of overeating can cause illness. One of the biggest causes of illness is overeating. I started recently doing, I had a specific kavana that I did in the mikvah that I wanted to become more focused. I did it for the past 2 weeks. I said, I want to become the most focused person in the world. Because if I have focus, everything else is going to fit in place. You have focus, you have everything, pretty much. You don't even have to pray for money. You don't have to pray for nothing else. Shalom bayit. You're focused. You have everything. So I said, let me get the umbrella. And once I get the umbrella, I get everything else. And I did this kavana, a specific kavana you do in the mikvah, etc. And all of a sudden, you know, everything in life begins as a spiritual request, and then it becomes a physical manifestation. So all of a sudden, I watch somebody sends me this. My wife loses 15 pounds in 15 days, something crazy. And she did this time-restricted eating. And I did the research. This guy, Andrew Huberman, he has a great 2.5-hour class on time-restricted eating, which basically talks about the science of what we already know, the connection between giving the body a break. The body needs a break, and the body, because if we constantly eat at all times, what happens? The body cannot rest. So already, you have an advantage that when you're sleeping, you're fasting. So why not add to that hour by not eating right before you go to sleep, because you can't take advantage. For example, if I eat and I go to sleep, I can't take advantage of the fasting at night because I'm busy digesting. And if I wake up right in the morning and I eat right away, I can't take advantage also because you screw up the whole process. So already you're sleeping. So if you're able to go to sleep, for example, I eat between, let's say, 10 and 6. Okay? If I socialize, 10, 7, etc. But those hours, or 9 to 7 if I eat, but I won't. After that, at 9, 12, 10 o'clock at night, you can't eat because you're going back to sleep. You're going to sleep right away. Your body's not digesting. So a lot of the times, even if you're eating better, okay foods, the body's just not digesting. So I did this for the past 2 weeks. I lost maybe 4 or 5 pounds. But the clarity you have is unbelievable. Clarity, you wake up with clarity. You wake up with energy. It's tremendous. Strongly recommend everybody to do it if you want to hear the science behind it. But the main thing is you're giving your liver a break. The liver needs a break. That's one of the things, the benefits of a fast, is you're able to give your benefit a break. Rabbi Nachman says also, when you're fasting, your prayers come out much better. Because the confusion, Rabbi Nachman tells us that there's an exile called the Egyptian exile. And the Egyptian exile is haoref, is also eating. Eating is because what happens? Everything gets stuck in the throat, which is the narrowness of the throat. And this is where Paro used the winemaker, the bread maker, and the chief baker. So you can see today, wine, bread, and meat. Basically, they don't allow a person's speech to come out. So it's very, very important. Obviously, we know today, you know, 90% of your gut is serotonin. So you have a tremendous amount of serotonin in your gut. You have a second brain today. And there's no question your decision-making and et cetera. Rabbi Nachman tells us also when you overeat. And today you see that the Jewish world has horrific eating habits. They eat Hasidic. You see at a restaurant at 11 o'clock at night, Hasidim eating steaks and fries and dessert. And then going back to sleep. It's just a disaster because there's no digestion. There's brain fog in the morning. It's just a disaster. It's a disaster to eat so late. And it screws up your intellect and it screws your ability to develop your intellect. And this is one of the things that you have to be careful with. Okay, and you socialize, whatever it is. You do what you think. But you have to have at least a time where you have where you don't eat. And I promise you, it will give you a tremendous amount of clarity. And most important, you're not thinking about food all day long. The fact that you're, okay, this is when I eat. That's it. I'm done. You can drink. Not a problem. But the main thing is you're not thinking about food all day long, which is the obsession over, you know, the emotional component of where am I running away from? And that's where we get our intellect back. We get our days back. I recommend you to do this. The science behind it is phenomenal. Clarity-wise, health-wise, etc. But I was like, wow, what was that? I felt like I was on Ritalin, and I didn't take Ritalin. So that I strongly recommend. Also, when you have more clarity, you're in a better mood, and then you have more willpower to be able to notice which thoughts are yours and not. But if I'm tired, if I'm exhausted, I don't know which thought it's coming from, where it's coming from. And this is all connected. Rav Nachman tells us it's very important that you should do teshuva. You should do teshuva. Also, again, on Shabbat, you can cheat. Don't be a fanatic also. But the majority should be, this is have a little structure in your life. Again, on Shabbat. But Rav Nachman tells us first, I recommend you to do teshuva on your body, then your soul. Amazing how he says that. Because one leads to the other. And one also destroys the other. But when you feel good about yourself and you get momentum, your self-esteem goes up, you lose weight, you have clarity. Believe me, there is a tremendous amount of... I had to see my wife do it and her do it herself. She did it too, a little bit more. Much, much, much more intense. But it was like 15 days. Bob lost weight like this. Just on this. Nothing else. So this is the month of ER. Give your body a rest. The body needs to have a certain amount of hours, 12, 14, 15, whatever it is. Start small, but do not feed it anything. The stomach, the Gemara says the stomach's always tired. The stomach needs a break. And because of the digestion process, you cannot think properly. And it causes exhaustion. It causes, Rav Nachman tells us that it puts us spiritually asleep. So there's a lot of connection with where we don't speak. I don't think I've heard a class, a Torah class on food. I think I'm the only one talking about it. I've not seen nothing on food because I don't want to deal with that. That's a place people go to, which is a kosher. Just because kosher, it's not enough. Opposite. You're destroying your ability to have your proper intellect. And this is where it's not in the, especially in the, just go to a restaurant, 11, 12, it's like, what's up? And then go to sleep. And then remember, already the meat has too much sodium. So already, whatever you're eating meat, way too much sodium, the meat. So all of a sudden, you're holding tremendous amounts of water. Now you're craving sugar. So you have, it's just a disaster. You have too much sodium with the meat. Now you're craving sugar. Now the body's just, no, it's all day long digesting, and it can't take a break. So I guarantee you, you're going to wake up exhausted. But if you give your body a break, you wake up like, wow, I need to conquer this day today. It's such a difference. So this day today is about all about healing, mental healing, spiritual healing, emotional healing. And this is a day that you should definitely pray to heal, God willing. Think about healing. Think about plant. Today, you're basically, every day, we're planting a seed. And let it grow afterwards. Number three, tomorrow, Sivan is about revelation of wisdom and Torah. Think about your willingness to receive Torah. Try to think about tomorrow, a day where, the third day, you're thinking about structure. What could I, you know, begin? Try to begin a structure. It's very, very important. Like Rachman tells us, anytime you want wisdom, you need a structure. So start planning out. Okay, you know, I want to learn this book. You know, 2 pages a day. Do 2 pages of this book. 2 pages of that book. Start structure. You could, again, we're here to plant a seed. And that happens on, again, that's the third day. That is tomorrow, which is Sivan, which is receiving of the Torah. The fourth day, which is Tammuz. The fourth day is Tammuz. Tammuz is embracing destruction and brokenness. Think about how you would deal with any of your losses in the coming year. This is a day we have to work on becoming a little bit more resilient. Not staying in the loss, not blaming other people for our loss, but trying to get over our losses. It's trying to rebuild the temple instead of focusing on the structure. Ask God to give you strength and stamina to overcome everything. Daven that you will have a koach to have perseverance. There's no question things are going to break in your life. We all have things that are broken. We all have a shvirat hakelim. But remember, our job on this specific Tammuz is to not understand evil, but to elevate evil, and that's by coming back stronger than ever. That's what you should think about Tammuz. On the fifth day is Av. Av is all about reconciliation. The building comes after destruction. Think about how you're going to deal with the hardships in your life and how you're going to build and always find a way to get up. So again, Tammuz is the ability to embracing. He's not telling you you're not going to have destruction. There's always going to be, like we always said, you're either in a problem, you just got out of the problem, or you're going to get into one. Because this is the world that we're in. We're in a world of tikkun. We're not in the world of, this is not a all-you-can-eat buffet and all-you-can-eat buffetcation here. This is a world of tremendous amount of repair. Relationships break, they need to be repaired. Businesses break, everything needs, we're always repairing something. It's like, what can I fix today? Something's always broken. One day, this is good, okay, now you got to deal with your teenager. Now that's broken now. That has to be fixed. Then that's good. Now you got to deal with your husband. You got to deal with your wife. something's always, this is a world of repair. Why? Because if we had, Gemara says, if you have 40 days of no suffering, you've already gotten the world to come. That's it. That's a problem. So you're always going to have some kind of suffering. Rav Nachman also tells us that we're all going to have suffering, but there's a specific way that you can reduce the suffering. And he tells us by eating properly, believe it or not. Why eating properly? Because every time you eat properly, this is a concept of an atonement. When I eat proper, because my table is a shulchan, you can actually eat and atone for sin, believe it or not. The table is a milchama, the table is a war. If you eat properly, you can actually mitigate judgments, but opposite also. If you overeat, that not only do you not deal with the judgment, but the judgment gets much worse. So the table also, by eating properly, strongly recommend, etc. Remember, just being spiritual is not just about, you know, davening, it's everything. Rav Kook speaks about that. You need a strong body, a strong mind in order to perceive your Creator's holiness. You know, if you're weak mind, you have a weak mindset, your soul can never be developed. Today we have a lot of talented people that, but they lack the development because of our desires. Number five is Av. Number six, Elu, is about soul searching and honest awareness. Okay, think about being honest with yourself. That's Elul. Just pretend you're having a mini Elul that day. The whole point is, every day I'm having a mini ER, mini Elul, mini, what would you do on that day? And that's the day really to. Day seven, Tishrei. Tishrei is all about resolution and commitment. Think about things in your life that need improvement, resolutions, intentions. That's your mini New Year's resolutions. On the day seven, that's Tishrei. Cheshvan is all about transitions, right? And Cheshvan, we make transitions. That's day eight. Think about the need and healthy transitions that you hope to. Remember, Cheshvan is Choshech, darkness. Anytime there's darkness, what does it teaches us? You need a transition. God doesn't bring you darkness for no reason. God brings you darkness in order to move, right? When the Jews were in Egypt, they said, stop praying, move. Don't think it's darkness. Darkness is only telling you to move. Don't take darkness personally. Use darkness as an opportunity to move. Move in your area, transition in areas in our lives that we need it. The ninth day is Kislev. Kislev is a month of miracles. Think about miracles you want to experience in your year and experience and receive according to the positive events. Number the tenth day is the day of Tevet. Focus on relationship. Tevet is definitely anger, relationships. Think about relationships you have and those that you want to cultivate during the whole year. So that's a month to relationships. Day 11 is Shvat, connected with food, connected with relationship to food, connection relationship to anything, relationship to anything that has to deal with physicality, relationship to sex, relationship to food, relationship to money. What's my relationship to these things? Rav Nachman tells us these three things have the potential to elevate you, or the three things have the potential to make you a slave. So those are the three things. Sex, food, and money. You can elevate those things. You can have kids. You can have money, give tzedakah. You can food. You can elevate food to very high levels of spirituality. But those same things can give you brain fog, depression, and depression. So anything that has the potential for elevation has the potential also for suppression, etc. The day 12 is Adar. Right? Adar is joy, laughter, having the proper constant joy, obviously through humility, etc. That's the day we cultivate. So he's saying here, use these 12 days to heighten your awareness. Plant the seed. These are the 12 days to wake up, plant the seed. So today, talk a lot about healing, pray for healing specifically. And to the extent that you're able to do this, you're able to open up the channel. So again, Nisan has an opening. There's an opening this month. There's Geulahs this month, there's redemptions this month, there's a lot of light that you can get in this month, but you, again, the squeaky wheel gets the oil. You have to squeak to get the oil. You have to manifest. Remember, everything has to go through. We spoke about that class. A manifestation, right? We spoke about yesterday. Three steps, just to review. First, you have to pray for you. You have to pray for it. You have to talk about it. Then you have to manifest. And the third, you have to let go of the outcome. Manifest, and this whole concept really is going from the Hebrew word of ayin. Ayin represents bittul, surrender, be able to see something already as happening, and ani is opposite. Ani is yesh, reality. That's the hardest thing today that we're dealing with. Being able to think greater than we feel, being able to enhance an emotion, it's the hardest thing people have to struggle with. That fight between ayin and ani. Ayin is a 70, ani is 1, and the difference between aleph is 1, the difference between those two is 69. 69 is the word yagon, nerves. You can see, you want to get rid of all your nerves, you want to get rid of all your anxieties, go to ayin, go to bittel. Ani, reish, yesh is the way I'm looking at it, the reality. And that's where God gave us positive spirituality. The more spiritual you are, the more you can think outside the box. The less spiritual we are, the more we're reality. This is hateva, this is reality, this is the way it is. And there's nothing worse, like I said before, than just not being able to see something greater than it is, because then you have no life. You're stuck reacting a life instead of we are able to always come to Hashem with all the things. Hashem help us all. Take these 12 meditations. And again, every month is a mini month. So today's the second day. So follow the class. Second day. Today's the second day. Think about healing. We'll also remind everybody exactly what today's every day it is today. All right? Have a great day. Thank you.